you want to put that over here?
Oh, that would be nice.
Do you want it?
I don't know.
Do you want to sit closer?
Sure, sure. Let's sit closer. Very nice.
That way you can hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Go right there. And it's in between, and it can pick you up too. So then it's all done. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, but first I really want to express my excitement and appreciation of meeting you. and I'm hoping you will forgive any lack of social graces I might show by my excitement of being here and being a creature of time who feels like there's never enough time, especially when it comes to good company.
There's nothing to forget. Proceed.
So, I think I want to move in circles that start with me and move outward. And I want to share with you my impressions in terms of the essence families, alignments, and so on that you're talking about. And if you can validate them or correct me on them. So, essence family, Milumet, alignment Sumari, orientation common, and focus or personality type thought.
Correct.
All correct? In terms of my entity name, or the sound vibration of that, I have Amun.
Close. And I would express that that is a focus name. But I would express that the essence translation would be Amir.
Oh, Amir. That's interesting. Because Amun... Oh, okay, Amir. Amun, because I'm having them references into the oracle of Amon in Siwa. I have the Egyptian god Amon. And then I also go like the color of and stone of lapis lazuli, and these seem to be things that in my life I find also connections to.
I would agree.
Can you elaborate a little bit into that direction, maybe especially Siwa and Amon, the Egyptian god?
In what capacity?
Oh, if there's any cross references or connections between myself, the entity, or the focus that
yes, that would be another focus.
The God itself?
Of you.
Very interesting.
Understand that in relation to what you think of now or you identify as mythology or different figureheads such as gods in ancient time frameworks, Egyptian gods, Roman gods, it matters not. In that, these are figureheads, in a manner of speaking, they are forms and personalities that are assigned to what the people viewed as a deity.
Mm-hmm.
But they are derived, or their inspiration is actual manifestations that are merely not in this physical dimension.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, they are actual physical manifestations, and then they are translated into this dimension as a deity.
I think I understand.
This also, which is an interesting side point, is a factor in relation to especially the Egyptians, in which they expressed that they believed that the gods spoke to them, or that they received messages from them, which is also the reason that they designated certain individuals as oracles.
Mm-hmm.
In this, they were actually correct, for what they were doing was allowing themselves to place themselves in certain states in which they would be open to communication with those other focuses.
Right.
And therefore, they would actually be interacting with them and then translating that into what was known in your reality.
So could we call Mary the Oracle of Mary?
It could be translated in that. Okay. Yes.
Very nice. So then I would like to move on and ask for your comment or expand from your perspective on the intent of my focus or the intents. And also on the intents of all the focuses that are on this reality plane. So, I mean, I guess one way would be all my present incarnations in that reality plane as a former group, and I'm part of that group. So I would like to speak about my personal intents as Oliver, but I also as a group of all those incarnations on this reality plane. Now, if you like, and I think you like this, I'll give you my impressions first.
Very well.
And as I said, if then you can expand or you can bring your own perspective to that.
Very well.
So I think one concept that I think describes me, that comes into mind strongly, is that of a bridge. Then what I find that I'm seeking, or my intent is expressed in seeking dynamic harmony, integration, community, sustainability, and expression and development of self. Those seem to be the concepts that I'm drawn to or that play a strong role in my life. And then, let's stop there and see.
Now remember, your intent in a particular focus is expressed from the moment you are born until the moment that you die.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it is the general theme that is expressed throughout the entirety of your focus, not merely this piece of your focus. And in that, I would agree that you did actually identify it, and all of the other expressions that you identified are more specific avenues that fit into the actual intent. And the actual intent is the exploration of integration.
Oh, sorry?
The exploration of integration.
Integration, like...
And all of those other expressions,
yes,
are branches of that.
Okay.
That are more specific. And there are other branches also that are,
right,
more specific that you follow as a manner of expressing that exploration,
right,
of integration. And that also includes the reverse of what is not integrated and what is separate. And the noticing of that.
Okay. So, then two things come into mind. I think then that played a strong role, or in the choice of my family. I'm suspecting. And the other thing just went out of my mind.
Now, in relation to what you were describing as the group intent.
Yes, sir.
First off, for your impression.
Well, you know, that gets interesting, because the other thing that I now remembered is, am I a final focus? Because it seemed to be that integration is would fit together with such intent.
Yes.
So if I'm a final focus, then... Well, it gets complicated.
Not necessarily. Do you understand the designation of a final focus?
Well, I believe, but obviously I think a final focus, to me, again, I think integration would come as a strong concept to me, that basically, like, as maybe each focus before that is more free to go head deep into specific focus. Those different experiences want to be integrated.
I would agree, but it is important to understand that a final focus is merely a designation of a position.
Mm-hmm.
Is not the last focus.
No, I understand that.
Very well. And yes, I would agree with you that it interplays with that intent in this focus quite well.
So, but is there then, I mean, is that just now simply for me to discover what of my whole group of incarnations, what the intent of all those together.
Did you have an impression about that?
I cannot express it now.
Let me explain that what you are expressing, what you are describing, is what I have identified as, loosely speaking, an essence intent.
Okay.
Which, in relation to any one physical reality, the essence would incorporate a general theme with most of the focuses, not all of them, but most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in relation to the essence theme, I would express that it moves in harmony with this focus theme, for it is an exploration of cooperation. Therefore, it does move in harmony with integration.
Right.
And in that, in most of your focuses, including this one, there will be some factors that are natural elements of the individual's personalities that will move in that direction. Now, understand, cooperation is a wide expanse, and therefore that can be interpreted in many different capacities, and in any one given focus you may not agree with or like the manner that it is expressed in some other focuses, but mm-hmm. that is nonetheless,
yes. Yes.
It is being expressed.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So when I go specifically, that's where it gets. So this abstract and general theme is something that is quite accessible to me. And
yes.
when it comes to the specific expressions in my personal life, I can identify different areas. But one of the things that I'm kind of like struggling with is that I carry with me the sense of that I'm falling far short of my own potential. And that when I have, I can just name the areas. One would be architecture design, one would be healing, one would be community. These are areas I'm drawn to. And I feel that in all those areas, I'm way behind my potential. And that creates stress. And now I have managed lately to go much more into the moment and much more appreciating what I have and emotionally feeling that. And I do believe that is indeed the avenue forward. But I don't know if you have a comment about.
Yes. First of all, what I would express to you is that with very few exceptions, most of you in your world now have been encouraged and taught for generation after generation after generation to the point in which it is so ingrained
mm-hmm.
that it does not even require thinking that you produce,
mm-hmm.
that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And this spills into every aspect of life. Even in relation to when you are interacting with another individual or friends or family, if another individual expresses some difficulty or problem, the first inclination that most people express is they want to do something. That is a very intense and strong piece that almost all of you carry in varying degrees, but it influences your perception in a very specific manner, in which it influences you to translate this sense or feeling, depending on the individual. Some individuals feel it, some individuals sense it. What you are expressing, that there is this identification of falling short of your potential. This piece influences that to such a degree that you automatically measure and gauge yourselves from a perspective of productivity, production. Therefore, it influences you in how you perceive yourself and how you measure yourself and what you are doing, and influences you to express that judgment with yourself, and do not automatically view that word judgment as bad. It merely is. And in that, you generate this judgment with yourself that you are not quite expressing what you should be expressing, or you are not living up to what you should be, or that you have this potential and it is not being expressed. But that is not always entirely correct. It may be being expressed, or you may be in the process of expressing it to greater and greater degrees, but it doesn't fit into that measurement.
Yes.
And therefore you keep looking for that measurement of the doing aspect. For you are influenced to think about doing in a capacity of having something to show for. When you are expanding your awareness and becoming more present, and you are redefining what is important and what is important to you, you begin to recognize that productivity can be expressed in very different manners than what you are accustomed to. And that you can be expressing, and likely are already in varying degrees, that productivity, but in a different capacity. And it may not necessarily show itself in physical manifestation, or at the least, it does not show itself in the type of physical manifestation that you expect. But it is showing itself in physical manifestation through action. In this, if you look at those three categories that you expressed, and you allow yourself to genuinely be assessing, how are you defining the potential? Is it an expectation of what you should be doing and producing in a specific capacity, in a particular type or form of production? And is it attached to an expectation of yourself of an ideal? Of if you are expressing yourself in a genuinely expanded expression, that should appear in a certain manner. It should be expressed in a certain capacity. It should have the appearance of a certain form and a certain type of doing. The more you are expanding your awareness, and the more present you are, and the more you begin to recognize and understand that these are constructs. constructs are all of the reasons for everything, anything. The reasons for. They explain everything. They give reason to everything. But they are not necessarily absolutely correct. They are the explanations for everything. They are the why. The answer to the why for everything. Why do you do this? Why do you think in this manner? Why do you express in that manner? Why does this individual do that? Why is this the way it is? Why is that construction of a design in the manner that it is? Why is that architecture the way it is? Why is that art expressed in the manner it is? Why? And your constructs are the answers to all of those whys. Now, from that, you develop ideas and perceptions of what you should be in relation to those constructs and how they fit. Therefore, let us use your examples. Choose one.
Well, actually, I have, I think, a nice particular future draw that I think
very well.
Would be good here. I feel myself very much drawn to relocate to Italy, and I see also in terms of the community healing and art, like I envision a place, a location to manifest in that regard, which also includes part of my family, my sister and husband, other people. I can see that they can. They're drawn equally to such a place and to manifest that. And I think that would be, right now, I think I shifted a bit out of like the idea of, oh, do I have to do my own, realize my own designs? Do I have to do kind of build things by myself? Into can a place like that, can I be a part in creating it and then going? Does that also make sense now?
Yes. Now define in that, using that example, that you would like to place yourself in that physical location and that culture.
Yes.
And that community. Now define in that what you would think of presently as not reaching or not expressing your potential yet.
Well, it's interesting because I think that idea I'm approaching very differently than I have in the past approached other ideas. And I am trying to stay away from using those measures or those indicators that I used before.
Excellent.
And I'm believing that reality construction in a way that I have, and I think many people, especially in this culture here, approach, like one way I talk about it is it's almost like you can force something almost into reality by very tedious way of making it, and but there's a much easier and direct way of having events and experiences manifest in one's life.
most definitely. In that, first of all, I would very much acknowledge you in what you are expressing now. That is excellent. In this, what I would say to you, first of all, is what you are noticing in an obvious manner, that draw that you feel, that is tuning yourself into a particular physical location and recognizing your resonance with it, which most individuals don't do. They can, but they generally don't. In this, physical locations are important. They are significant for the factor of whether you resonate with a physical place or not has a significant impact on how you function. It influences your perception. It influences what you are more likely to pay attention to. And therefore, it can generate a significant difference in how you express yourself and how you live in a particular place. I would agree that you resonate with this physical place, and members of your family do also. I would also express that there would be some adjustments that would be necessary for you to incorporate to assimilate yourselves into the culture in a natural flowing manner, but I would express that that would not necessarily be difficult because you do resonate with the place. And when you do, you allow a flow. And when you don't, you can experience yourself metaphorically moving through life as if you are continuously walking through mud. But in this, there are two important factors. One is being aware of what you are paying attention to and generating, paying attention in directions that are in harmony with your intention. The other is doing. It is not enough to merely think about what you want to do or what you are going to do. And remembering that everything is interconnected. Everything you do, everywhere you move, everything in your life, every interaction, everything in your life is interconnected. Therefore, regardless of the imagery and how it may seem worlds apart, in energy, everything is interconnected. Therefore, this is the reason that I continue to emphasize how important your everyday life, your routines, your mundane actions, how important they are. You view them as insignificant or not important, and they are. For this is what you do every day, continuously, and this is what you are constantly feeding and paying attention to. Therefore, if you want to move in a direction of relocating and expressing yourself in a capacity of healing, let us say. And you are not necessarily in a position yet that you would be moving tomorrow. Then it is a matter of being aware this is important to you. This is an intention that you have set. Now, do you want to move through the labyrinth and incorporate years of time to manifest that? Or do you want to move directly to it and insert that into your reality quickly? Most likely the latter. Doing so is a matter of being present, being aware of everything being interconnected, not concentrating on your intention by thinking about it, but acting in harmony with it. Therefore, seeing the connective pieces of healing in everything you do. Everything you do. You are engaging a conversation with myself. You are listening to myself. But you are also incorporating pen and paper, and you are incorporating notes. How can an action such as taking notes connect with healing?
You mean in general or in this situation?
Both. Well, but in this situation.
I think it's about this paradox of connection and individuality. So I'm there is my own world and there's my own parallel reflection and identity that I'm expressing and I'm giving room to and expression to, while I'm also connecting to you and allowing like an exchange like to something outside of myself. So I think it is a dynamic. That's what I would see.
Partially, but that did not answer the question.
Well, because healing would be a similar. It takes place in the same context that there is an outside, and I put that in quotation marks, and to oneself, and so when I go back to the bridge, right? So how do you bridge something? I think healing is in a way of a bridging.
It is.
Right?
From
that undesired position somebody finds themselves into a more desirable place, and the healer can be that bridge, to.
I very much agree. How does writing on your paper connect with?
It allows me, it grounds me, it's a grounding for myself because it reevaluates and gives myself expression for who I am in the process, while the process of exchange is taking place.
Very well. That is acceptable, and that would be one avenue. Now let me offer another. That writing on your paper, incorporating notes, what you are doing, which you are doing, is genuinely listening, and you are noting key words and key pieces to yourself that stand out, that you are connecting with, and Therefore, what you are doing is you are expressing a healing outline. Even if you were speaking on the telephone with a salesperson, if you were writing while the salesperson is speaking to you, if you were actually listening to them, and you are writing, how does that connect with healing? How is this an action that can be in harmony with healing? This is the point, is that all these mundane actions that you do within a day, these are actions you do every day. You are reinforcing that energy continuously. It is not an occasional event or experience. Interacting with your partner, having conversations, and what you are having a conversation about, which is not always conversations about philosophy. Maybe conversations about plumbing. But in that, everything you do, if you are being present and being aware, everything you do will be in harmony, or should be in harmony, with your intention to allow you to manifest that in the most efficient, effective, and timely fashion as possible. Therefore, this is the piece that is about that production. This is the piece that is about learning to perceive your doing and your producing in a different context.
Yes, yes.
For you are doing it,
yes,
but you do not necessarily credit yourself with doing it, because you are looking for something else, which distracts you. And that reinforces that feeling or that sense that you are not reaching your potential. And then you concentrate on that. And you keep thinking about that, or you keep repeating that. Whereas, if you are aware, let me express to you, this is an excellent example. For you have an idea, you have a want and a desire that are moving in harmony with each other, of healing and community and interconnectedness and a particular location. That is an event. When you move to Italy, that will be an event. Let me express to you that it will physically incorporate less than one entire 24-hour period for you to transport yourself from one country to another country. The event is done. It is finished. All of this building of this perception of potential is in a manner of speaking contained in that box of that place, which is one event. But your life is all of these moments every day throughout every 24-hour period that you are reinforcing continuously. Therefore, let me express to you a hypothetical example. If this is your goal and this is what you want, that is the event, which is one action. And then at home, you are engaging your family, your partner, your friends, other individuals, individuals at shops, at the bank, at the grocery. This is what you are doing every day throughout your day. Perhaps even animal companions. And throughout the day, you are expressing, I have no time for you right now. Speak to me about that tomorrow. This individual irritates me every time I visit this shop. We never have enough eggs in the house. These are actions that you do every day, repeatedly, consistently. That one event holds, if you were to measure, very small amount of energy. All of these little expressions that you term to be little expressions hold volumes of energy. And they are all of the energy that makes that event possible or not. I want to be a healer. What am I doing every day, and how can I do it in a capacity that I am aware that it connects to healing?
Okay. I thank you very much. I think I get the point.
Excellent. And in that, I acknowledge you. You are not missing your potential. You are not living up to your potential. You are merely viewing it from a different angle. And I would express to you, you are already moving in the direction and expressing
right.
your potential, which will always be expanding.
Right.
You never reach the finish.
Right. No.
Therefore, in that, I would express you are already accomplishing that.
Right.
Credit yourself with that.
Thank you. I think I got to skip some things here. If you can talk a little bit about my hip and my digestion as health issues that do manifest themselves. And, I mean, I would look in terms of, and that may be the wrong perspective, of where does it come from, or what is it expressive of, and on the other hand, what is it that I can do in order to move, to not have that express itself?
Hip. Restriction.
Yes.
Therefore, much of what we have been discussing this day,
yes.
is the example of the restriction.
So it restricted view onto certain outcomes and certain ways of reaching them.
But you are already
moving out of
yes.
That and creating flow.
Yes. Therefore, what I would express is the hip is physical manifestation in relation to restriction,
right.
And moving more into flow
yes.
will aid that
okay.
tremendously. I would express that also in conjunction with that healing factor to somewhat move in the reverse direction of what you automatically think. You automatically think about and concentrate on the target area.
Mm-hmm.
What I would express to you in relation to healing is the target area, yes, is important, but not in relation to action. In relation to action, what is important is, in a manner of speaking, corralling all of the radiated energy back to the target point. When you generate a physical manifestation in relation to some malfunction, and this applies to the digestive system also, but more so to the hip. In this, the affected area radiates out energy. It immediately begins to radiate energy outward to other areas of your body. This is the reason that acupressure and acupuncture are effective. In this, what is important is the more that target affected area radiates all that energy outward, away from itself, the weaker it becomes. Therefore, it is a matter of encouraging all that energy that has been radiated out to return to its center, to return to that target area, to strengthen it and allow it to function naturally. Therefore, that is an aside as a healing method and piece. In relation to the digestive expression, first of all, allow me to inquire of you. One, in all that you are doing and your explorations, are you engaging exploration in relation to interaction with other energies?
Personally, no, not really.
Very well. Is that an interest
yes.
with you? I will explain my reasoning for my questions. But in addition to that, I would suggest that you allow yourself to pay attention to how much you pressure yourself. Even in relation to expanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pay attention to that. That is a factor. Your digestive system is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It is very sensitive to energy. is very sensitive to pressure, to tension, to stress, and to energy expressions. Now, you do not have to be actively engaging in interactions with other energies to be open to them and allowing them to be interactive with you. If you are already affecting of any aspects of your digestive system, yourself, the inclusion of other energies exacerbates that.
So, just to clarify, are you talking about other people, or are you talking about energies beyond or outside of that?
Yes.
Outside of that?
Yes.
So you're saying they have been presently an effect on me?
I would express that your openness to other energies is enough to exacerbate what you are already creating with your digestive system.
Right.
Not that that is a cause. It is merely exacerbating it. Now, what I would express to you is being aware of that in itself, for the most part, is enough.
Okay.
For that is the most significant piece for any individual. If you are not aware of what is occurring, you continue to allow it to happen.
Yes.
When you are aware, that is enough. For as soon as you are objectively aware of that type of affectingness, you automatically express a message to your body consciousness not to take in or assimilate that energy. Therefore, that will be helpful. But it is important also to remember that for any future direction that you may choose to engage. That is one of the first aspects of your physical body that will be affected. Is digestive system. Now, I would very much suggest, do you incorporate a daily meditation at this point?
Okay.
Do you?
No.
I would suggest that you do.
Yeah, okay.
It is not necessary for it to be lengthy.
Yeah.
But to center yourself,
you
would express between 5 and 7 minutes each morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Not necessarily evening.
Yeah.
And in that, merely set an intention to be centered.
Right.
It is not necessary to concentrate on anything. In this, let me express the finish of this. What I would suggest is in your meditation, allow yourself to incorporate a brief visualization also that you can focus your attention on of any type of landscape, whatever you want to invent, and whatever is most pleasing to you. But in that landscape, create something that is interactive.
You mean an animal or like
a, anything,
a person?
Anything. But in that landscape, there will be something being interactive with the landscape.
Okay.
Yes, it could be an animal eating leaves, or it could be a fish in the water, or it could be stars moving in space, something that is moving and interactive. It is doing something with the landscape.
Interactive with the landscape.
Yes.
Okay.
That it be interactive with the landscape in some capacity.
Okay.
Could be butterflies, it matters not. Or you can invent your own fantasy landscape. But in that it is interactive. That it is not necessary for you to concentrate on anything in relation to your body. If your body consciousness will automatically assimilate that, and that encourages it to move in a direction of its natural state and to heal itself in a manner of speaking. Therefore, in that, you are expressing that instruction objectively in a very encouraging manner that is also pleasant.
Yes. Thank you very much for your time and your insight.
You are very welcome.
And your wisdom.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Yes.
And the progress of your movement, not in a labyrinth.
Very good.
I offer tremendous encouragement to you, my dear friend, and great supportiveness in all of your endeavors. Until our next meeting, in wondrous lovingness to you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
How'd it go?
It's interesting. I didn't get to half of my questions. Or more. More than not half.
More than not half. It either goes that way, or you get through them all and you're worn out. But more often it goes the other way.
Well,